بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Okay, today is our eighth session for the Arabic, basic Arabic grammar review. And today we're going to be dealing with, inshallah, pronouns. And we're going to look at some of the different types of classification of pronouns. Not everything related to pronouns, but at least the basics of pronouns. Yani those pronouns which are attached and those which are separate. And the pronouns when they're in the place where they should be marfu'un, yani where they should be in the nominative case, or when they should be mansoob in the accusative case, or when they should be majroor in the genitive case. So we're going to look at like different the pronouns as they come in different forms and how to use them, yani at least in consideration of the personal pronoun when it represents, for example, the first person, the second person, the third person, singular and plural. Yani the chart that we have here actually deals with the duals also, but we haven't really dealt with the duals, so I don't want to spend too much time with that, but we'll probably just mention it in passing. Before we go into the topic for today, just quickly, I want to give you a chance to ask questions. We said last week, in reference to prepositions, we said that the prepositions can be divided into two types, yani seven of them, which cause either a clear noun or a pronoun, affect either a clear noun or a pronoun, meaning that the object of the preposition can be a clear noun like Muhammad or Kitab or Bayt, or it could be a pronoun like yani hu or ha or ka or kum. Okay, so there are some prepositions that can be used with clear nouns and some as well as pronouns, and then the other group of them can only be used with clear nouns, and you can't use them with pronouns. So, as far as the first group, like fi, min, ala, and ila, we had in Medina Book 1 in the beginning when we first looked at prepositions, and we also had li and bi, and I don't know if we had an, but most of these we had. These are the ones that can be used with a clear noun as well as a pronoun. The second group, which maybe we only had one or two of them, or three, is the letters kaf, waw, and ta, and then hatta, mudh, mundhu, and rubba. Okay, I just want to quickly review just to kind of put back in focus what we covered last week. We said that this second group, they can only be used with clear nouns. You can't use these prepositions with a pronoun. You can't say kahu or tahu, like you can say here, lahu or bihi. You can't do that. Yani with pronouns, the second group, you can't use them with pronouns. You can only use them with clear nouns. Okay? So that was one thing that we mentioned last week. And we said that, generally speaking, yani the word that follows a preposition, yani the object of the preposition, it becomes, its case changes from being marfu'un in the nominative case, which generally takes dhamma as its last vowel to indicate that it is marfu'un. It changes it to becoming majrurun, the genitive case, in which the indication that a noun is in the genitive case is that it usually ends with kasra. Okay, we said that there are secondary signs as well, which we didn't like talk about, but the primary sign is that a word ends with fatha, kasra, or dhamma to indicate that it is, yani its case ending is either marfu'un, nominative, or majrurun, genitive, or mansubun, accusative. We said that the object of a preposition is usually in the genitive case. So in Arabic we call the genitive case majrurun. Genitive case majrurun. Follows a preposition or follows an adverb, a dharf, like in front of or behind, amama or khawfa, or fawq or taht, above or below, like this. And if these words are in the genitive case, we say in Arabic that they are majrurun, and generally they take kasra to indicate their case ending. We looked at some examples last week in the Quran of ayat that contain within them prepositions And we looked at how the word after the preposition takes kesra. When we got to the last examples, we were at the end of our time, so I was rushing a little bit. And somebody sent me a question concerning one of the words that probably we passed over and we didn't clarify it. So I just want to take a minute and go back a little bit now just to the last three examples. Yani the last three lines on page 8. The references from the Noble Quran for jarun wa majrurun. And again, jarun means the preposition and majrurun is in reference to the noun whose case ending becomes genitive because of the preposition. The jar is the harf jar, yani the preposition. And the majrur is the ism majrur, the noun that becomes majrur because it's the object of the preposition. Okay, so for example, yani this word, al-baytu, right? Al-bayt. Yani is marfu'un. How do we know it's marfu'un? The ending with dhamma. But if you said somebody is fi, somebody is what? Fi al-bayt, in the house, this is a preposition. So the preposition causes the noun that's after it to change its case ending from nominative to genitive. So its vowel has to change from dhamma to kasra. Kasra. Alright? So these prepositions, and we were looking at these examples and we were seeing how the word after the preposition, the object of the preposition, the ism majrur, we're seeing how it ended with kasra. Okay, so let's just look at the last examples on page 8 quickly. And let me just go over it a little bit, yani, to clarify. The third example from the end, it's from the third surah of the Quran, 85th ayat. And in the life to come, he shall be among or from the lost. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Okay, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And he will be in the life to come, yani in the akhirah, in the next life. Notice that fi is a preposition, and so the word after it takes kasra. But what we passed over last week, and I want to make clear today, is that the following preposition, min al-khasirina, doesn't end with kasra, the word after this preposition, right? Min al-khasirina. It ends with fatha. So the question, yani should have been, if this word khasirina is the object of the preposition, why is it not ending with kasra? Okay, can anybody tell us why?
Yes.
Naam, Mustafa.
Well, because the mafli is khasiruna, so it doesn't take kasra. It takes fatha in the place of jar.
Takes fatha when it's in the place where it should be jar. Because what? What kind of word is this?
Jammu muzakasa.
Okay, jammu dhaka salam. Okay, I don't really want to go into a detail about this because maybe this topic is not completely clear to most of us sitting here. So I just want to try to clarify it a little bit without going into detail. This word jam is jammu dhakar salam, meaning it's a sound masculine plural. It's a masculine sound plural. Okay, and certain words I said last week have secondary signs. So sound masculine plurals do have secondary signs. They don't take fatha, kasra, and dhamma to indicate their case ending. Rather, the sound masculine plural, if it is marfu'un, instead of taking dhamma, it has wow. That's why you say al-muslimoon. Yani that wow in al-muslimoon. Yani in this word, yani the word Muslim is the singular, right? And if you want to make it plural, then you add wow and noon. So this wow here in Muslimuna, this is the sign that is marfu'un, because this is a secondary sign for the masculine sound plural. So in this word, we have al-khasir. Al-khasir is the singular, khasir. And if we want to make it plural, we say al-khasiruna. If it was marfu'un, it would have wow, like Muslimuna. But it doesn't have wow, it has al-khasirina. Al-khasirina. And the reason why it has qasirina, because sound masculine plurals, when they are marfu'un, they have wow. When they are mansub or majrur, they have ya. So the sign of this word being the object of the preposition, the sign that it's majrur, is not the last vowel, it's rather the wow or the ya at the end of the word, before the last letter. It's the wow or the ya. In sound masculine plurals, they have a secondary sign that indicate that it is marfu'un or mansub or majrur. And that sign is either waw or ya. If it has waw, that means it's marfu'un. Waw here in this kind of word means the same as dhamma in the words that we were looking at before. Okay? And ya, this long vowel here, ya, in this word, has the same meaning as, yani, kasra has in the singular words. Yani, kasra means that the word is majrur. In this, in a sound masculine plural word, ya means that it is majrur. Okay, so this word is majrur, and the sign that it's majrur is not the fatha on the end of the word. Min al khasirina. It's not the fatha, rather it's the ya before the noon. Okay, the secondary signs, yani we're not dealing with that at this level, but just to clarify, this particular example shouldn't have been here. This is not really a good example to place at this level, right? But anyway, it came. So, yani we just want to clarify why it doesn't have kasra. It doesn't have kasra because this is a special group of words, sound masculine plurals, and their case ending is not the vowel at the end of the word, rather it's the waw or the ya before the noon. Tayyib. That, we're not responsible for that now, but in any case, that's what it was there. And I think that was the question. Huh? The next example, I explained that. Remember I said I'm going to come back to this? I went to the last example and then I went back and explained the next to the last example. I explained it that fi ad-dunya lahum, next to the last line, lahum fi ad-dunya. I said that this word ad-dunya, it's the object of the preposition, but it's a word, it's an ism maqsoor, a word that ends with alif. At the end of it, that's a part of the word, that's an original part of the word. And words that end like that, like ad-dunya, or yani Amrika or Almania, word Mustashfa, Mustafa, Isa, Musa, words that end like this, we don't see the indication of their case by Fatha, Kasra and Dhamma. Rather, it's not yani seen. So we say it is understood. Yani it's understood to be yani Dhamma that indicates marfu'un, but it's not written. So this is a special case, yani a special type of word also, where the vowel at the end doesn't change. It remains the same. Dunya remains the same if it's marfu'un or majrurun or mansubun, its end doesn't change. Okay, it's not mabniyun, but rather it is maqsoor. It's a maqsoor, mean that the end of that word ends with alif, that's an original part of the word. And for that reason, the vowel doesn't change. Okay, so I mentioned that last week. Fi dunya khizyun walahum fil akhirati adhabun alim. Now, adhabun azim. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And then the rest of it we explained also. Okay, so that's from last week. I just wanted to clarify that point now.
I think that was in chapter 10 or 11 in Medina series.
What was there? This word, yeah, this type of word. Yeah, we had this type of word. I'm just, yani last week I just wanted to clarify it in case somebody had missed the point that there are words like this. We had in Medina book 1, yani words that end with alif like this, that their vowel does not change at the end. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what chapter it was, but you said around what?
10 or 11,
something like that. Okay, so you can go back and look for that in the writing sermon, English key. All right, this is what we talked about last week. Do you have any question about yani what we talked about last week in terms of prepositions? Does anybody have a question related to prepositions of what we covered last week in terms of prepositions? Yes.
These are words that were right from this handout.
No.
The heading says min means from, right?
That's one of the meanings. Every word has more than one meaning, right? Every word has more than one meaning. Okay, so one of the meanings is from, yes.
Okay. Now you told me that they have several meanings. I think I have to keep my question because on the Quran 24, verse 28, we have what mean.
من بعد صلاة العشاء. نعم. من بعد صلاة العشاء.
Okay, but.
And they translated it as.
And they translated the meaning as after.
After. Okay. So the meaning of من بعد. بعد. Means from after. Yani the time from after the Isha Salat. from after the Isha Salat. So they just translate it as just after. But the literal meaning of it is from, yani, from this point. From when? After the Isha Salat. From here, min here, meaning from a certain point. From which point? From after the Salatul Isha. Okay, so min has this meaning, yani, from a point, from some point to another point. Yani, he came from that side of town to this side of the town, from that point to this point. Okay, min ila, like this. Okay, so in any case, and sometimes these words, and almost every word, if you look it up in a dictionary, they're going to give you more than one meaning for it. They're going to give you two or three or four or five meanings for a word. So sometimes you have to, yani, the meanings may be very close, sometimes they might not be so close. So when they are not close, then you have to recognize that a certain word may have two or more meanings that are not exactly the same, that may be different. That may be different. So that in that case, you have to look at that word in the context that it comes in order to understand it thoroughly. All right, any other question about prepositions? Okay, again, prepositions are very important. Okay, we had some of them in Medina Book 1, we had several of them. And you have to know them, and you have to know how they work, that the object of the preposition generally, yani, takes kesra, unless it has a secondary sign, as we saw in one of these examples. If it doesn't have a secondary sign, then it usually is going to take kesra. There are some, yani, exceptions to this rule, because there are words from certain groups of nouns in Arabic that do have secondary signs, yani, other than fatha, kesra, and dhamma. They have other signs to indicate that they are nominative or genitive or accusative. Alright, today we want to go to the next topic, which is pronouns. Okay, so on page 9, at the top of the page, the title says kinds of pronouns. Dhamairu, or from the right to left, it says singular, dhamirun, dhamirun. Yani, dhad is the first letter, dhamirun. Dhamirun means, that is the singular for the word that means pronoun. Then it has slash, plural, dhamairu. Dhamairu. Dhamairu is the plural of dhamir. Dhamir is a pronoun. Dhamairu means pronoun. So we're looking at the kinds of pronouns. Yani, classifications of pronouns. On the left side of the page, in the left column, the English column, it says pronouns are either separate, al-munfasilu, or attached, al-mutfasilu. This is very important. Pronouns are either what? Separate or attached. Separate meaning they're independent words by themselves, like huwa, hiya, ana, nahnu. They're separate words by themselves. Or they are attached, meaning they're attached to nouns or prepositions or even verbs. They're attached to other words. They can be attached to a noun, they can be attached to a preposition, they can be attached to a verb. And the three types of words in Arabic are what? Noun, verb, and particles. So the pronoun, it can be separate, independent, munfasil, or it can be connected, attached, muttasil. Attached to what? Attached to a noun, attached to a particle, preposition, attached to a verb. It can be attached to any other kind of word, okay? So this is the first thing that we need to know, that generally speaking, you can divide pronouns into these two groups, attached or separate. Attached or unattached. Okay? And these words, we should learn these words. Any attached pronoun, muttasil. From ittasala yattasilu. Means connected, joined together. It's attached to something. Unattached or separate, munfasil. From infasala yanfasilu. Yani means, fasil means to separate. Separate. To make something clear and distinct from something else. To separate them. Okay, so the munfasil are the separate pronouns, and the muttasil are the attached or connected pronouns. After this, it says, the pronouns are either separate or attached. The separate pronouns, also called detached pronouns, is just another English word. Some people say separate, some people say detached, some people say unattached, whatever. The point is what? That they are, yani, not connected to something. They are not connected to something else. The separate pronouns, also called detached pronouns, dhamirun, munfasilun, are independent and are not attached to any other word. They're independent. They're not attached to any other word. They're not attached to the verb, not attached to the noun, not attached to a preposition. Okay? These are what? The يعني منفصل. The attached pronouns, ضميرٌ متصلة, متصلة والشدة on the تاء, متصلة, متصلة. The attached pronouns are not independent, but are always attached to other words. They're always attached to other words. And either attached to another noun, or attached to a preposition, or attached to a verb. In the beginning of our studies, we will learn the basic forms. As we progress, we will learn them in greater details. Yani, inshallah, in book 3. And he's talking about book 3 from the Medina course. Okay, because these notes are primarily made to be used with the Medina course. Pronouns, this is an important point here. The pronouns are mabniyun, fixed. Huh? Mabniyun. See this word here? Mabniyun. All of the pronouns, they all are mabniyun. Fixed. That is, they are not declinable. They remain stationary in one form. Okay, let's try to clarify what we mean by this. They are not declinable. Meaning, they don't change from being يعني مرفون منصوب مجرور. يعني we don't change their form like we change nouns from ضم لكسر لفتح. Rather, يعني the pronoun, for example, the pronoun كا, like كتابك. كتابك means what? Your book. That كا, if it is in the place where it should be مجرور, we're not going to change كا to كي to a كسرة. Okay? If it's in the place where it should be مرفون, we're not going to change it to ضمّة. It's going to remain كا. Okay? That's what they mean. It doesn't change. It's fixed. يعني its vowel remains the same. The كا remains كا. كي remains كي. كم remains كم. Doesn't change. Okay? Like nouns, regular nouns, يعني if it is in the place where it's مجرور, it changes to كسرة. If it becomes منصوب, it changes to فتح. If it's مرفون, it remains as ضمّة. Right? But these here, these are pronouns, they don't change like that. There are different forms of pronouns. There are different forms. But whatever form you're using, if you're using it in the place where it should be marfu'un, it remains the same. Yani, there's one form used for it there, there's one form used for it when it is mansub or majrur. Yani, they have the same form. Mansub and majrur. Accusative and genitive, they have the same form for the pronouns. But we're saying that their vowel endings are not changed. That's what they mean. By mabniyun or fixed. They are not declinable. They remain stationary in one form. But they do have one fixed form when they are marfu'un. And again, we want to say here, yani, just to clarify, I wrote here this word, arraf. Arraf, it means marfu'un. And nasb, it means mansubun. And al-jar, it means majrurun. The reason why we're saying that is because normally we have been using these words for a while that we wrote on the board in the beginning. Mansubun, majrurun, and marfu'un. And that's because nouns, generally speaking, unless they are mabniun, generally speaking, we say that nouns, they're originally marfu'un, nominative case, and if they follow a preposition, or adverb, or there's a second part of a idafa construction or something like that, then they become majrur. They become majrur. And if they're the object of a verb, or the ism inna or something like this, they become mansub. So, nouns change. That the declinable mean they change from being marfu to mansub and majrur. They change from dhamma to kasra al fatha. But these words are mabniyun. There are certain words in Arabic language are mabniyun. From amongst them are the pronouns. Pronouns are mabniyun. That means they don't change from fatha to kasra al dhamma. And also, because they're mabniyun, we don't really say that they are. Like other words, we don't say they're marfu'un, but we say they're in the place where they should be marfu'un. Fi mahalli raf. And that's where this word raf comes in here. Yani ar-raf. Because we don't say that these words that are fixed, mabniyun, we don't say that they're marfu'un, but we say they're in the place of raf. Yani meaning in the place where they should be marfu'un. Huh? In the place. Fi mahalli ar-raf. Ar-raf here means that it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. Nominative case. Okay, so here we said what? They do have one fixed form when they are marfu'un. We mean by that when they are in the place where they should be marfu'un. Because they are not marfu'un, they are mabniun. But they are in the place where they should be marfu'un. And they have another fixed form when they are mansub, meaning in the place where they should be mansub, or they are majrur, meaning when they are in the place where they should be majrur. For mansub and majrur, there is only one form for attached pronouns, which we will study here. And what do we mean for mansub and majrur? When a pronoun is in the place where it should be mansub or majrur, it's going to have the same form for both of those situations. It's going to have the same form. But when it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, it's going to have a different form. Okay? When it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, it's in the normal form that we have seen pronouns in before. We saw huwa, right? We saw hiya. We saw ana. We saw nahnu. Pronouns like this. These pronouns are separate pronouns. They are not attached. And they are considered to be in the place where they should be marfu'un. So these are pronouns of raf. Yani pronouns that are in the place where something is marfu'un. Okay? But because it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, it's not necessarily going to have a dhamma. And this word happens to have a dhamma, but this one, it doesn't have dhamma. This one doesn't have dhamma. So it doesn't have to have dhamma, okay? Because these words remain fixed. They don't change. But they're in the place, these separate pronouns are all in the place where they should be marfu'un. All of them are in a place where they should be marfu'un. They are used in that kind of situation, where we need a word that's in the marfu'un case. So we use these separate pronouns. Now if we need a pronoun in the place where it has to be majrur, yani it's the object of a preposition, it's going to be connected to a preposition, then we can't use these pronouns, because these pronouns are only used in the place where something is marfu'. So we have to find a different form of the pronoun. For each one of them, they have a separate form that's used when we need a pronoun that's going to be in the place where it's majrur or mansub. So for example here, when it's in the place where it should be marfu'un or mansub, we're going to have this pronoun, who? Instead of this. That's why we said before, right? His book is what? Kitabu who? Kitabu who? This is a different type of pronoun than this. This is a connected pronoun, attached, and this is a unattached, independent, separate pronoun. They both have the same meaning. They both have the same meaning. Their meaning is that they refer to, their pronoun, they refer to the third person, masculine, singular. He. Okay? Both of them refer to third person, masculine, singular, but this one is used in a certain situation, and this one is used in a different situation. Alright? If you understand that, then that's really the core of this lesson. It's just a matter now of memorizing the pronouns. If you understand that there are pronouns that are used separately, and then there are other pronouns that are used that attach, either attached to a clear noun like this, or attached to, for example, a preposition like ila. If you wanted to say to him, you don't say ila huwa. Huh? Because you have to use a connected pronoun here, right? You want to connect it. So you're going to use which one? This one. So you're going to say ila hu. But when you connect them, right? And this preposition ila, and likewise this preposition ala, this alif maksura in these words becomes ya. Becomes ya. So ila, right? Ila, this becomes ya. And then this hu, yani whenever this pronoun hu, the pronoun hu and the pronoun hum and the pronoun huma, yani these pronouns, third person, right? And hunna, whenever they are preceded by a ya with sukoon or a letter that has kesra, then the dhamma becomes kesra. And that's why we say, yani, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Alayhi means ala and hu. But this alif maksura becomes ya. Right? This alif maksura becomes ya. And this dhamma, because it's preceded by ya with sukoon or kesra, it becomes kasra. So it becomes alayhi. Alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. Or the Anbiya, alayhim. Alayhim salam. Alayhim is from alahum. But it became alayhim. All right, so the point is, what's the point here? All of this, the point of what? Is that the pronouns are of two types. Some of them, which are unattached, separate, independent, munfasil. And others, which are attached, they are connected, muttasil. The ones that are connected, they can be connected to a noun, they can be connected to a particle, they can be connected to a verb. Okay? This is one form. When we need a pronoun that connects, we have to use this form, this other form here. When we want to need a pronoun that's unconnected, we have to use this form. So here, for the connected form for here, we have what? Ha. And for the connected form for ana, we have what? Ya al-mutakallam. And for the connected form of nahnu, we have? Na. Okay? So these pronouns we actually saw in book one. Hu and ha and na. We saw them in book one, and early on. Okay, and they were taken in several chapters, little by little. Yani from the beginning, he started giving us the pronouns, yani the separate pronouns and connected pronouns in different chapters from time to time. So we actually saw these pronouns except the duals. We saw them before, and hopefully we memorized most of them, if not all of them. Okay, so the thing is now that we have to memorize the pronouns completely. Yani each form, the separate form and the connected form or attached form. We have to memorize them. And we have to know when we use each form. When do we use the separate form? When do we use the connected form? This chart that they give us on page 9 shows us a listing of the separate pronouns and the connected pronouns. Shows us a list. And all you have to do is associate the separate with the connected. So you know that they are having the same meaning, though you use them in different situations. Use one when you need a connected pronoun, use the other one when you need a separate pronoun. That's basically it. But you have to memorize them. Okay, and in order to know when to use which one, then it takes us back to what we had in the second, or the first or second, yani lesson in this course, and that is knowing the case of a word. Yani, is the word marfu'un? Is it mansub or majrur? And I said at that time, you have to learn these words, you have to memorize them, you have to know what they mean, because we're going to be using them all the time. Okay? And today I use them a lot. And I hope that you are, yani, with me. I hope that you are grasping. When we say mansub, we mean accusative case. When we say majrur, we mean genitive case. And when we say marfu'un, we mean the nominative case. I said you have to memorize these Arabic words. You have to memorize their meanings and you have to know how to use them. Okay, so again, this lesson basically is, this is the core of the lesson. Yani, the pronouns, they are separate and they are attached. This time on this clock is wrong, right? Oh, it's right. Okay. Okay, it's right. Okay, good. We're good then. Alright, so then, attached pronouns, unattached pronouns. Munfasil, muttasil. Two types of pronouns. Pronouns are all, and by the way, I didn't mention, pronouns are all definite. Okay, you know that in Arabic, words are either definite or indefinite, right? So pronouns are definite. They're all definite. They're always definite. Okay, so that's the point. The pronouns, they are mabniyun. Walaikum salam. And they are all definite also. Yeah. Because we're going to come back to this point of them being definite when we start looking at yani translation of sentences and yani grammatical analysis of sentences. Okay. 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 All right. So okay. So what the point that I want to make here now is yani. Marfu'un is a case in Arabic, marfu'un. Yani it means that when a word is in the nominative case, yani we say that it is marfu'un. And this case is used for certain type of words. It's used, for example, in a basic, simple nominative sentence, a jumla ismiya. It has two main parts, right? What are they? Mubtada and khabar. Yani subject and predicate. Okay, the jumla ismiya begins with the ism. That's why it's called jumla ismiya. And that ism that it begins with is the mubtada. It's the subject that you want to talk about. And then following it is what you want to say about the subject. That's the predicate or the khabar. This nominative case is used both for the Mubtada and Khabar. Both of them are nominative. The Mubtada and Khabar in a Jumla Ismiya are both nominative. So that means that the primary case ending for a word that's nominative is Dhamma. So these words are going to have Dhamma. But what if the word that is the Mubtada is not a clear noun? What if it's a pronoun? What if it is a pronoun? Okay, let's take a simple sentence, right? We said, Al-Kitabu Kabirun. Kabirun. Al-Kitabu Kabirun. Al-Kitabu, right? Kabirun. This is the subject, this is the predicate. This is the Mubtada, this is the Khabar. Al-Kitabu, the Mubtada is always going to be Marfoon. And the Yani Khabar, the predicate, is always also going to be Marfoon. So for the case of a word that's Marfoon, Yani, it's very important for us to know that the sign, the primary sign, there are secondary signs, but we're not going to talk about that now, but the primary sign is Dhamma. What if we change this sentence and use a pronoun for Al-Kitab? Okay, so what pronoun we have to use?
Huwa.
Yani, the book is big. It is big. It is big. Huh? It means what? The book. It is big. This pronoun here is the Mubtada. And the Mubtada, its case is always going to be nominative, genitive, or accusative. Which one? Marfu'un, nominative. The Mubtada and the Khabar are both always nominative. They're always Marfu'un. So if you want to use a pronoun here, it's the subject of the sentence, the Mubtada, and the subject is always Marfu'un. So you can't use the pronoun that's used for the case of Majroor or Mansoob. You have to use the pronoun that's for Marfu'un. And the pronoun that's for Marfu'un are these separate pronouns. The Munfasil pronouns. Huwa, Hiya, Ana, Nahnu, and so on, like this. These are the pronouns that's used for Marfu. So if you have a word that's going to be the subject of a sentence, and you're going to use a pronoun, then you have to use these separate pronouns. You can't use the other pronouns. Okay, so you have to know this is the use of these pronouns. When the pronoun is going to be in the place where it's the subject, or it's the predicate, or it's the fa'il, the one doing the action, in a jumla fi'liya. Okay, you have a jumla ismiya and you have a jumla fi'liya. Jumla fi'liya is a sentence. Is what kind of sentence?
A
verbal sentence. How do we know it's a verbal sentence? Because it starts with a verb. That's why it's called jumla fi'liya, because it begins with a fi'l. So the fi'l also has to have a fa'il, right? Yani in a jumla fi'liya, we said there has to be a verb and the one who does the action of the verb. You have to have at least somebody doing the action, right? Something that's doing the action. So the fa'il in this kind of sentence is also always marfu'un. It's always marfu'un. Okay, and that's why you say, for example, Jalasa Muhammad. Jalasa Muhammadun. This is the fa'il, the verb, the action. And here's the one doing the action. Who did the action? Muhammad. The fa'il in a jumla, fi'liya, is always marfu'un. So these are three situations, and there are many more. But these are the three fundamental ones that we saw in book one, that you should be aware of. The subject, the predicate, and the one who's doing the action in a jumla, fi'liya. Whenever you need a word that's going to be a subject, or a predicate, a mubtada or a khabar, or a fa'il, the one doing the action, that word has to be marfu'un. So if you use a pronoun in that place, it has to be what kind of pronoun? The separate pronouns. Those are the ones that are marfu'un. Whereas if you need a pronoun that's going to be in the place where it's the object of a preposition or the object of a verb, then you need the pronouns that are used, yani, in the situations where they are mansub or majrur, or fi mahalli nasb or fi mahalli jar. In the place where it should be mansub or in the place where it should be majrur. In that case, you're going to use these kind of pronouns, like hu and ha and ka and ki and kum, like this. You're going to use these pronouns. Okay, so this is just a basic idea. I'll come to you right now. This is just a basic idea of why you need to know the two sets of pronouns. Because one set is used for a certain situation, and the other set is used for the other two situations. Yani there are three possibilities of a word, yani nouns in Arabic. They are either marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. If the pronoun that you want to use is in the place where it's going to be marfu'un, you have to use the separate pronouns. If it's in the place where it's going to be mansub or majrur, you have to use the connected, the attached pronouns. And that's it. That's the subject. Okay? Ashkurullah. You have a question?
No. The example you give on the boss story, Al-Kitabu Kabirun.
Naam.
And Al-Kitabu is a marfu'un. Am I right?
Yes, marfu'un, yes.
But now that you want to use pronoun, you use huwa.
Huwa.
But the huwa
kabirun, yeah.
Huwa kabirun, but the huwa did not take marfu'un sign.
Okay. Look at his question. He said that in this case here, simple jumla ismiya, right? Mubtada and khabar. He said, Al-Kitab has the sign of it being marfu'un, dhamma. But if we want to get rid of this noun and use in its place a pronoun that takes its place, right? That means he in this place, in this case it means it, right? The book is big, we want to say, it is big. He said, okay, so this huwa now, it doesn't have a dhamma at the end. Like Al-Kitabu, doesn't have Dhamma, the sign that indicates it being marfu'un. Okay? The reason for this is because, and you must make a note of this, write it down, memorize it or something, that pronouns are all mabniyun. And mabniyun means they are fixed. Their vowel on the end doesn't change. It doesn't change to Dhamma, Kasra and Fatha. It's mabniun. It remains just in this form. Huwa is always huwa. Hiya is always hiya. Doesn't change. It's used like this in the case where a word is in the place where it's the mubtada or the khabar or the fa'il. When it's used in that place, you have to use this form and it doesn't change. It's always huwa. Huwa is always huwa. It's never going to be huwi, huwu. Nah, it's always huwa. Hiya, always going to be hiya. It's not going to be hiyi. Or he, you. It's always going to be he, yeah. Okay? So in this case, we say that this word, it doesn't have a Dhamma because pronouns are fixed. They don't change. Their form doesn't change. They are fixed. Okay? So we say they are mabniyun, meaning they are fixed. Their form doesn't change. And for that reason, we don't say that this word is marfu'un, but we say it is in the place. In the place where it should be marfu'un. In the place where it should be marfu'un. But we don't say marfu'un. But rather we say it's mabniyun, fixed, in the place, in its place. What place is it? Subject. The mubtada, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Okay, so these pronouns, their form is not going to change. We're not going to see it taken dhamma because it's the subject of the sentence, or the predicate, or the fa'il. We're not going to see it taking dhamma. Huwa is going to be huwa. Here is going to be here. Okay? Antum is going to be antum. Hum is going to be hum. Doesn't change. Alright? And that's really basically what this whole topic is about. Yani, this is the summary of the topic of the pronouns. That there are two types, those which are attached and those which are unattached. Yani, they're called munfasil and muttasil. And that these two types, attached and unattached, are used for certain purpose. The unattached ones are used when you need a word that's in the place where it should be marfu'un, like a subject or predicate or fa'il. The attached ones are used when you need a word that's in the place where it should be mansub or majrur. Okay? When you need a pronoun for in a place where a word is going to be mansub or majrur, then you have to use these connected pronouns, the attached pronouns, the ones that attach. Okay, so we have both forms here. We have two columns, the unattached pronouns and the attached pronouns. Let's just look at them quickly, and then, and if you have a question, inshallah, we'll take it, or we'll look at some examples. Okay, let's just read quickly the two columns. The first column, going straight down, on the top of the page, it says on this column, it says, marfu'un form. Marfu'un form. Pronouns of raf. Okay, connect these two words together. Marfu'un and raf. Because marfu'un is the word that we use to say that This is the expression that we use when we say a word is in the nominative case. We say it's marfu'un. But now these are pronouns, and pronouns are fixed. So we don't say they're marfu'un, but we say they're in the place where they should be marfu'un. And for that reason, instead of using the word marfu', we say raf. We say raf. Raf means that this is a word that is mabniyun. It's fixed, but it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. So when I say raf, I mean that word is in the position. In the position where it should be marfu'un. But we don't say it's marfu'un because what? It's mabniyun. Alright, so this is the first column. This is the column of the marfu'un form or pronouns of raf. The separate form. In Arabic, separate is called what? Munfasil. Munfasil. Raf means they are marfu'un. And it means that they are in the place where they should be marfu'un. Alright? Okay, what are the marfu'un or the raf forms, pronouns of raf? They are huwa. Maybe you can write on your paper. Maybe you should write on your paper. Yani huwa. Okay, first, let's do it like this. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, and hunna. Six pronouns going straight down. Those six pronouns, you should make a note. Those six pronouns are all pronouns used for the third person. And when you're talking about somebody else. They're all used when you're talking about somebody else. Third person. Those are third person pronouns, okay? In reference to the person, we said that there are three types, right? There's first person, second person, and third person. So these are all third person pronouns. Meaning, they're only going to be used when you're talking about somebody. Okay, either singular, dual, or plural. Either masculine or feminine. Alright? But they're all for third person. So third person, if it's singular, it's going to be what? He or she. Huh? If it's plural, it's going to be what? Not Arabic, in English.
They.
It's going to be they. In English, they don't have they, masculine, feminine, all that. They just have they, right? Okay? So in the singular, you have he, talking about somebody, he, or you have she, or you have they. Okay? But in Arabic, we also have dual. So you're going to have he, and you're going to have she, and you're going to have they masculine, and they feminine, and then dual masculine, dual feminine. But the duals are going to be the same for masculine and feminine. But they wrote them, yani, both, they wrote them twice, one for masculine, one for feminine, but they'll be the same. So you got six forms here. Okay, again, you have what? You have he. We're talking about somebody else or other people, right? It's going to be he if it's singular masculine. It's going to be she if it's singular feminine. If it's plural, it's going to be they, masculine in Arabic, and they feminine. And if it's dual, then that's two more forms. The dual for masculine and dual for feminine, which are the same form, but in any case, it's going to be like that. Okay, so that's why you have six forms here. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the meanings of the words. Whichever ones you don't know, write them down. Huwa means he. And of course, we know that this is, in Arabic, everything is masculine or feminine. So, for it, it's also going to be, one of these pronouns, right? So, huwa is for he. Huma is for the two of them. Both of them, the two of them, dual, huma. Okay, in this case, they mean huma, they mean the two of them for masculine. And two of them feminine is going to be the same, right? Okay, the third one is hum, means they. So notice that there's he, and the two of them, and they. All of these are used for masculine. These are the masculine third person forms. These are masculine. The first three are masculine. Masculine singular, masculine dual, masculine plural. Okay, the first one, masculine singular, he. The second one, masculine dual, the two of them, in reference to masculine. And the third one, hum, means they. Masculine, they masculine. Okay, the next three, they're also third person, but these are for feminine now. Okay, so the next one is hiya, is for she. And huma, coming again, is for dual, the two of them. If you're talking to two women, you're talking about two women, you say huma. In the same way, if you're talking about two men, you say huma. Okay, and then you have hunna. This means they, feminine plural. They, feminine plural. Ya rahmakallah. Okay, so right now we have six pronouns. Six. All of them are third person. The first three are third person for masculine. Singular, dual, and plural. Singular, dual, plural. The next three are feminine. Feminine, third person, four, singular, dual, and plural. Singular here, dual huma, plural hunna. Any question about these six? We need to know the meanings of them. You missing one? You missing one?
I got it.
Okay, let's look now. One, two, three, four, five, six more. The next six are all second person pronouns. The next six are all second person, meaning when you're talking directly to somebody. Second person pronouns. The first three are going to be for masculine. The second three are going to be for feminine, just like we did with the third person. But these are all second person when you're talking to somebody. Saying you, singular, you, dual, you, plural. You can mean talking to a male or talking to a female. So there's three for masculine and three for feminine. Okay, let's look at these six. The first one is anta. Anta means you, masculine, singular. Then there's antuma, means you two, the two of you, masculine, antuma. And of course the feminine, the duals are going to be the same for masculine and feminine. Okay, so antuma means you two, when you're talking to two men. Or two women, as we come to the next three. And then the third one is antum, means you all, when you're talking to males. Antum. Antum muslimuna. I'm talking to the brothers inside this area right here. Antum muslimuna. Alhamdulillah. Ala ni'mihi. Tayyib. That's three. Masculine singular, masculine dual, masculine plural. All of these are second person pronouns for masculine. Masculine second person. Singular, dual, plural. The next three are the feminine. Singular, dual, and plural. Feminine second person. Talking to a female. Individual, anti. You, anti. Two of them, antuma. The two of you. Antunna, you all. Talking to females. Antunna. Okay? All of these are second person. These are used for feminine. Singular, dual, and plural. Anti, antuma, and antunna. And the last two are for the first person. Okay? The first six are all for third person pronouns. The next six are all for second person pronouns. And what's left is first person. That's what's left, right? First person is either singular or plural. It's either singular or plural. There's no dual for first person. Okay, if you're talking about you're the first person speaker and there are two of you, you use the plural. Use the plural. The plural is used for dual also. Okay, in first person. Okay, second person has a dual form. Third person has a dual form. First person doesn't have a dual form. You only have a first person singular or plural. If the speakers are two, dual, first person, then they use the plural form. Alright, there's no dual form. So, for the first person we have Anna, and we have Nahnu. Okay, these are first person. First person has no dual form, and first person doesn't have a special form for masculine and feminine, because the speaker is obvious, right? Speaker is either a man who is speaking about himself, or a woman speaking about herself, right? Or men speaking about themselves, or women speaking about themselves. So the speaker is obvious. We don't need to distinguish between masculine and feminine. This, yani first person singular, Anna. Man or woman speaking about themselves. Anna. Anna Muslim. She would say the same thing. Anna Muslimatun. Feminine. Right? But Anna is the same for masculine and feminine. Plural, we say Nahnu. Nahnu. Nahnu Muslimun. They would say Nahnu Muslimat. Muslimat. Same Nahnu, right? Okay, so these are the unattached, separate, independent, munfasil pronouns. Okay? Six of them, third person. Six of them, second person, and two for first person. Of the first six, the first three are masculine, second three are feminine. Of the second six, first three are masculine, second three are feminine. Okay? Three each, right? Singular, dual, plural. Masculine, singular, dual, plural, feminine. Third person, second person, first person. Okay, so what I said 2 weeks ago or so, I said, remember, what we're looking at here, yani, in Arabic, we're going to come back to this rule again, that we're either looking at first person in reference to verbs and in reference to pronouns. We're either looking at first person, second person, or third person. Same thing with these pronouns that we say about the verbs. We're either looking at masculine or feminine. If we said that about the verbs, we say the same thing about the pronouns. And we're either looking at what? Singular, dual, or plural. Same thing we said about the verbs, say the same thing about the pronouns. And when you're looking for a pronoun, you have to first decide. The pronoun you want to use is for the first person speaker, the second person who's being spoken to, or the third person that's being spoken about. That's the first thing you got to consider. Is it the speaker, the one being spoken to, or the one being spoken about? The second thing you have to consider, the pronoun that you want to use, is it for masculine or feminine? For male or female? Huh? And then you have to decide the pronoun you want to use, is it for singular, dual, or plural? Three things. Okay, so all the pronouns come under these three categories. And you have to think about three things. First person, second person, or third person, masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural. That's how you're going to choose the pronoun you want to use. When we learn these pronouns in book one, we learn them little by little, right? A little bit in each chapter. We didn't learn them all at one time. So this might look like a lot if you're doing it for the first time. But if you took it in the Medina course, then you took them a little bit at a time. And in one chapter, they may give you one or two in another chapter, one or two in another chapter, masculine, then they give you feminine in another chapter. So it's not all at one time. So it's easy for you to take it little by little. But now, this is supposed to be a review, right? So all we're doing now is just reviewing what we already learned.
I'm sorry, I think that was one
thing. Nahnu
means we, right?
Nahnu means we. Nahnu means we. Okay, anybody, any one of those words you didn't write down the meaning? Yes. The last three? Okay, the last three, from coming down, there's antunna, which means you, yani second person, feminine, plural. You all, talking to females. You all, talking to females. Second person, talking to them, feminine, females, and plural. Three or more. The next one under that is Anna. Anna is first person, singular, used for masculine and feminine. Okay, we only have one form here. The masculine, we have the first person, singular. We don't have a dual, and we don't have masculine and feminine. Anna means I. That's when one person is talking about themselves. And the last one is Nahnu. That means when there are three or more people talking about themselves. We. Nahnu means we. Okay? If there are two people talking about themselves, they use nahnu. They use the plural. Masculine, use nahnu. Feminine, use nahnu. No different. Okay, these are the separate pronouns. Any question about the separate pronouns? The main thing about them is that you have to separate them into their categories. Masculine, feminine, singular, dual, plural. And you have to separate them into what? First person, second person, and third person. Okay, so they have listed them here in this order. Third person first, and then second person, and then first person. And they have also separated the masculine from the feminine. And then each of those categories they have given singular, dual, plural. Singular, dual, plural. Singular, dual, plural. Alright? That's the yani separate, independent, munfasil pronouns. How many people know most of these pronouns already? Like you already know nahnu, ana, antum, huwa, hiya. Some of them. Some of us, we know them. All of them or most of them, right? Okay, whoever doesn't know them, all of them, but you only know some of them, then it's incumbent to memorize them. It's always good, and I say it again and again and again, to always preview a lesson, right? When you preview the lesson, you see it, what's in that lesson that you know and what you don't know. Alright? You see what you understand and what you don't understand. So before you come to class, you already have learned something, what you know already or what you understand when you read it. And then you come to class looking to learn something new that you didn't know or you didn't understand. So you already know what you're looking for when you come here. And I already know these points. These two or three, I don't know. So I'm going to have to really focus when it comes to this, okay? So hopefully, yani everybody looked at this lesson before they came to class and they started working on it, yani working on what they know, making sure that it's firmed up. And what they don't know, they're going to focus on it so that when you come to class, inshallah, you can ask questions about whatever you don't understand. Okay, the second column says, Mansoob and majrur forms. Mansub and majrur form. Yes. Oh, jazakallah khair. I try to avoid. Abstinent. When I'm out of my house, I don't like to consume anything. Pronouns of nasb and jar. Pronouns of nasb and jar. What do we mean by nasb? Yani we mean the pronoun, it's mabniyun, but when it's in the place where it should be mansub. Nasb, we mean here, the place where it should be mansub.
Bismillah wa salat wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wa la wa ba'd. طيب,
so, okay, we're looking at the second column, yani going from right to left. The second column, it says, mansubun in Arabic, mansubun and majrurun form. Okay, we looked before at the first column, marfu'un form, and now we're looking at the other two possibilities of a word being mansub or majrur. Here we said these are pronouns of nasb and jar. Pronouns of nas, meaning the pronoun when it's in the place where it should be mansub. Like the object of a verb or ism inna. Pronouns of jar, we mean when the pronoun is in the place where it should be majrur. Jar means when it should be majrur. In the previous column of pronouns that we read, we said that pronouns of raf, they are the separate form. And now we're saying pronouns of nasb and jar are the attached form. Yani, when you need a pronoun that's going to be in the place where it should be mansub or majrur, yani nasb or jar, then you're going to use the attached pronoun. That's from this column, attached pronoun. These are called, yani, they have listed here as what? Damirun muttasilun. This is a damir muttasil, mean attached, connected pronoun. Then they said, nasb means they are mansub, and jarrun means they are majrurun. Okay, again, I'm saying, nasb means they are mansub, means when we say the word nasb in reference to a pronoun, we mean that this is a pronoun that's used in the place where it should be mansub. And a jar pronoun is a pronoun that's used in the place where it should be majrur. We don't say it's majrur. We say it's in the place where it should be majrur. It's not majrur because it's mabniyun, it's fixed. Majrur means that it's changing. It's case ending, or the indication of its i'rab is changing from dhamma to kasra or fatha. This word is not changing. It's fixed in its form. So it's not changing from these different cases. Rather, it's in the place where it should be that case of marfu'un or mansub or majrur. But it's not marfu'un itself. It's in the place where, if it was a regular noun, it would be marfu'un. So we say it's in the place of raf, or in the place of nasb, or in the place of jar. Okay, what are these pronouns? Again, we have the same arrangement that we had in the first column. Same arrangement. Meaning, we have the third person pronouns first, six of them. Three masculine, three feminine. Singular, dual, plural. Then we have six more pronouns, which are the second person pronouns. Six of them. Three masculine, three feminine. Singular, dual, plural. And then we have two more, yani, which are the first person pronouns, singular and plural. Same arrangement as the other one, but the words that we're using here may look a little different. Alright? So the meaning of these words are the same as what you wrote for the first column. Okay? Same as what you wrote for the first column. The meanings are the same. It's just that this is the form that's used when you need a pronoun that's in the place where it should be mansub or majrur. Alright? But the meaning is going to be the same. So what's the meaning of these words? Let's see. According to what we wrote before, we're going to use the same meanings. So the first one is who. The first six are all third person pronouns. The first three are all masculine. The second three are all feminine. Okay, and they're in the order of what? Singular, dual, plural. Alright? So the first one, who, like kitabuhu, means for third person masculine singular. Yani, like showing possession, for example, you say kitabuhu, his book. Yani he, his book. Huma, the two of them, the book of the two of them. The book of the two of them. The two of them, yani, meaning third person, dual, masculine dual, the two of them. The third one, hum, means they or theirs. Yani, baytuhum, masjiduhum, their house, their masjid. These are all masculine. Singular, dual, hum is plural. Now the feminine, singular, dual, and plural. Feminine, for here we have ha, meaning hers. Her, she, hers. Same thing, dual, huma, the two of them, but for feminine, third person. And then, hunna. Notice that huma and hunna are the same in both columns. Yani, the raf form and the nasb and jar form are the same. For hum and for hunna. And for yani huma. Okay, these are the first six. Hu, huma, and hum is masculine, singular, dual, plural. Ha, huma, and hunna are feminine, singular, dual, and plural. And the next six are second person pronouns. Ka, kuma, kum, ki, kuma, and kunna. Ka, kuma, and kum are masculine, second person, plural. Singular, ka, means your. Yani, anta means you, masculine, singular. Ka means, yani, your house, your book, your money. Ka, kuma, the two of you. Kum, you all, plural, masculine. You all, plural, masculine. Yani, masjidukum. Hada masjidukum. This is you all's masjid. I don't know if you can say you all's, but in any case, you know, I'm just saying that for clarification, right? Tariq says no. In the third, what grade are you in? Fourth grade. In fourth grade, they teach you that already? You can't say you all? You all's house? Huh? He said no. Teacher told him no good. No problem. Anyway, for clarification, yani, they say in English you, but we want to clarify, we mean all of you, plural, right? Naam. So we have ka, singular, you, kuma, the two of you, kum, all of you. And then we have the feminine, singular, dual, and plural. Feminine, ki, means you, feminine, singular, your house, your car. Sayaratu ki. You're speaking to your wife. You're saying, hadihi sayaratu ki. This is your car, which I've just given you as a gift. Huh? What do you say about that, Abdul Halim? Huh? You got a few extra cars. Give a few of them away. She got her own car. Okay, no problem. Ki, kuma, and kunna. Ki means, huh? Your, feminine singular, your something, kuma, the two of you, and kunna, you, all of you, feminine. Kunna, all of you, feminine. Huh?
You say them?
No. Oh. Them is third person. We're talking about second person. It has to be you, okay? In English, you just say you, singular, plural, masculine, feminine, everything is just one word, you. You don't know what we're talking about, right? But here we have singular, we have dual, we have plural, we have masculine and feminine. All of these different words for you, to be specific. The you that we're talking about is the individual male, individual female, two males, two females, three or more males, three or more females, okay? Depending on whether it's singular, dual, or plural, then this is going to determine which one of these words for you we're going to use. Okay, so we have for the masculine, ka, kuma, and kum. For the feminine, we have ki, kuma, and kunna. Ki, singular, kuma, dual. Second person, feminine, dual, and kunna, second person, feminine, plural. And after this, we have ya, this ya with sukoon. Okay, and they have a note. This is known as, look at the note on the bottom, it says what? Right underneath it. It says that with the star, this is known as Ya al-Mutakallim. Ya al-Mutakallimi. Ya of the first person. Yani Ya, when we say Ya al-Mutakallim, we mean the Ya that's used as a pronoun for the first person. That's used as a pronoun for the first person. This Ya. Okay? First person, singular. And then we have Na. Noon Fatta Aleph with elongation, Na, which is the pronoun that's used when we have a pronoun that has to be in a place where it's going to be in the position of being Mansub or Majroor. We're going to say Na, as opposed to Nahnu. Nahnu is when we use the separate pronoun, and Na is when we use the attached or connected pronoun. Naam. Fayyib. Okay, so what you have to do is you have to memorize these pronouns. Yani, memorize, yani, whichever ones you don't know, memorize them a little bit at a time, right? You don't have to memorize the duals, because the duals are really not, yani, for this level. So if you don't memorize the duals, that's four pronouns that you can leave out, the duals, right? So you only have 10. That's better than 14, right? It's a little bit easier to do 10 than 14. Now, Mustafa says, Naam. He agrees with me. Somebody agree with me. Jazakallah khair, Mustafa. Naam, 10 is easier than 14, no doubt. Naam. Imagine, yeah, it's definitely easier, for sure. Eventually, we have to learn them all. We have to memorize them. Allah musta'an. Allah help us. Yani, help is sought from Allah. And this is what we talked about, yani, recently, right? Yani, that whoever wants to seek knowledge, the first principle Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said, advice what? Isti'ana billah. Seek help from Allah. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah." Seek help from Allah. And be eager in going after that which benefits you. Seek help from Allah. Wasta'in billah. This is a fundamental principle that's very important that we have to ask Allah's help. And yani, don't, and then, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wala ta'ajiz. Yani, eagerly seek that which benefits you, seek help from Allah, and don't feel helpless. Don't feel that you can't do it. Because what? If you work hard and ask Allah's help, yani, can't go wrong. Allah is sufficient. Naam. Alright, so these are the pronouns that we wanted to cover. And these are the pronouns, except the duals, that we should have learned in the first level of the Medina course. And it's just a matter of memorization. If you memorize one a day, yani, after a little while, a week or two will go by and you'll have them all. Nasir, what do you say? Sah? Now, he says, Naam, this is sahih. Tayyib, any question? Any question? We're going to stop here unless there's a question. If there's a question, we'll take it. Otherwise, my advice to you is to study this lesson carefully. Yani, it is yani, from the fundamentals of the Arabic language, pronouns. They are in constant use all the time. You're going to need them. You need to be able to understand what you read, understand what you hear, be able to express yourself properly by using pronouns. So you have to know these pronouns. You have to learn them. Yani, if the only thing that you got out of this session today is that you understand how pronouns are used, that there are two groups of pronouns, attached and unattached, and that those pronouns are classified in accordance with three matters. First person, second person, third person, that's one matter. Masculine or feminine, that's a second matter. And the third matter is what? Singular, dual, or plural. If you got that, if you understand that when you look at the pronouns, you have to look at them in light of this. And you use them according to whether you need an attached pronoun or unattached pronoun. The unattached pronoun is used when you are needing a pronoun in the place where something is marfu'un. The pronouns of raf. The attached pronouns are used when you need a pronoun in the place where something is going to be mansub or majroor. The pronouns of nasb and jar. If you got that, then you have the fundamental concept of pronouns. Now it's just a matter of memorizing them. One by one.
Next week, inshallah, we're going to look at the pronouns again. Yani, probably we'll have a little bit more lengthy review than we normally have to go over these pronouns. But I hope that you'll start memorizing them, because the next page, the next topic of this lesson is going to connect the use of the pronouns and prepositions. Okay, so the last week's lesson and this week's lesson are going to be connected together, yani, in the next subject that we're going to deal with. Yani, pronouns and prepositions. We're going to look at the pronouns, yani, as separate pronouns, and we're going to look at them when they're connected, for example, to a noun or to a preposition. We're going to look at how we connect them and what they look like, and yani, what yani, modifications, slight modifications that we might see, yani, in a couple of pronouns, especially the third person pronouns, who and whom and huma and hunna. Yani, how they change from whom to him, and from who to he, and so on like this. Okay, so this is what we're going to deal with next week. But before we look at the relationship between the pronouns and the prepositions, before we look at that, we're going to go over the pronouns next week, inshallah, with maybe like a number of sentences, examples. We'll bring any some sentences so we can see each of these pronouns, how they're used in sentences. Walaykum salam. And hopefully, yani, between now and then, yani, you will have given it a good review of what we took today, and you come, yani, prepared maybe to bring us some sentences. Yani, whoever can write a simple sentence using any of these pronouns. In fact, let's make an assignment. We didn't have any homework in a long time in this class. We need some homework. Naam. So let's make our assignment to write a simple sentence using each pronoun. Yeah, in other words, huwa muslimun, hiya muslimatun, hum muslimuna, whatever. Yani, you want to say muslimun, kafirun, whatever you want to say, muhandisun. Yani, just use each pronoun, a subject and a predicate. Subject and a predicate. Huh? Use the words that you know. You know a lot of words, right? You know mudarris, muhandis, talib. Yani, all kind of words like this. Use these words, okay? Walad, imam, sheikh, muadzin, tayyib. Okay, we're going to stop for salat, inshallah. And if anybody has a question after the salat, then we'll take, yani, whatever time remains until 2 o'clock, 15 minutes or so after the salat. We'll entertain questions that you may have after the salat.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Alaykum salam. Okay, we said today our topic was yani the damir pronoun, and we said that first and foremost yani we should be aware that pronouns and it can be looked at from different perspectives. First perspective we want to look at it from is that there are pronouns which are munfasil and pronouns which are muttasil. What do we mean by this? Pronouns that are attached pronouns. And there are other pronouns which are separate or unattached, okay, independent. It's very important to know that there are two types of pronouns that we want to look at here. Those which are attached and those which are not attached, unattached, separate. As far as the pronouns which are attached, we said these pronouns are used in the situation where you need a pronoun that's going to be in a position in the sentence where it is, where it should be, mansub or majroor. Yani, whenever you need a pronoun that's going to be taking the place of a noun, pronoun takes the place of a noun, right? So if the noun that is taking the place of, you're going to put it in a position where it should be mansub, accusative case, or majroor, genitive case, then you're going to use the attached pronouns, the muttasil. But if you need a pronoun that's going to be used in a place where it's going to be marfu'un, it's going to be marfu'un, then in this case, for marfu'un situation, you're going to use the pronoun that is unattached. Unattached. Okay? These pronouns that are unattached, like ana, and anta, and anti, and huwa, and hiya, and nahnu, these pronouns that are unattached are used in the situation where
the case, the position grammatically in the sentence of the word is going to be marfu'un. Huh? Like if it was the mubtada or the khabar or the one who's doing the action in a jumla ismiya, the fa'il. Okay? So, this is the first thing. There's separate pronouns, they're used when we need a word in the position where it's going to be marfu'un, nominative case. And they're attached pronouns that's used in a situation where the word is going to be in the position where it should be mansub or majrur. Yani, genitive case or accusative case. That's the first thing. The second thing that we said, and we can look at that just briefly, we only have a couple of minutes, but the second thing that we said is that pronouns should be looked at in consideration of three things. The first thing that we should look at, the pronoun that we're using, is it a pronoun for the speaker, the first person? Or is it a pronoun for the person who's being addressed, the second person? Or is it a pronoun used for someone that we are talking about, third person? Okay, so the first thing we have to consider, do we need a first person pronoun, like Anna? Or a second person pronoun, like Anta? Or a third person pronoun, like huwa here? The second thing we're going to look at about this is the pronoun that we need, is it for an individual person, yani singular? Or is it for two people, dual? Or is it for a group of people, three or more, in which case it would be plural? Yani the pronoun we're going to use is a singular pronoun, a dual pronoun, or a plural pronoun. And the third thing that we want to look at is whether or not the pronoun we want to use is for, is going to be for masculine, or is it going to be for feminine? Huh? Is it going to be masculine or feminine pronoun? Singular, dual, plural, first person, second person, or third person? Okay? Those are the main things that you need to know. Okay, now let's look at an example. How much time we have? 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Let's look at an example. For example, we have a sentence, right? We have, for example, the sentence is, Ahmed is a teacher. Ahmed is a teacher. Ahmed is a teacher. I want to say something else about Ahmed. I don't want to repeat his name again, right? So I want to say, huwa, he. Huh? Is a good teacher. Huwa, mudarris, what? Jayyid, for example. Jayyid. Why did I use huwa instead of who? Because for the third person, masculine, singular, there's two type of pronouns. There's huwa, yani separate pronoun, and then there's who, the attached pronoun. Why do we use huwa here instead of who? Why? Because we want to use the pronoun, separate pronouns are used when we need, when we have a word in the position where it's going to be marfu'. So in this sentence here, huwa is the mubtada. And the mubtada is always marfu'un. But what if the word that we were looking at wasn't going to be marfu'un? It's going to be, for example, majrur. Okay, like for example, you say, Zahabtu ila al-muhandis. Zahabtu ila al-muhandis. What's the ending of this word? The vowel? Kasra. Why is it kasra? Because the preposition ila. So in this case, this kasra is telling us that this word is what? Majroor. It's telling us that it's majroor. So now, if I want to use a pronoun in place of muhandis, I have to find a pronoun that's going to be in the place where it should be majroor. So can I say here, Zahabtu ila al-muhandis, zahabtu to him. Can I say zahabtu ila huwa? Because huwa is marfu'un. And this word is in a place where it should be what? Majrurun. So we got to find the pronoun for majrur is the attached pronouns. It's going to be attached pronoun. So the pronoun that we use when we need an attached pronoun for third person, masculine, singular, instead of huwa is what? Is who. Is who. So we're going to put huwa here. Except that We have to make a little modification, right? Because ila, with this alaf maksura and hu, yani, because yani this, whenever there's something attached to this preposition, it changed from alaf maksura to ya, right? So it became ilay. And whenever the pronoun hu or hum or huma, whenever they are preceded by ya with sukun or kasra, it becomes he. So it became what? Ilayhi. Ilayhi. So in this case, yani, instead of using huwa, we used hu because this word is in a position where it should be majroor. It's following a preposition. So we have to use, for the place where it's majroor or mansub, we have to use the attached pronoun. And the attached pronouns are the second set, the second column of pronouns that we had, hu and ha and ka and ki and kum and so on. So we have to use one of them. Which one are we going to use? Well, al-muhandis is an individual, yani, and it is masculine, and it is, okay, singular, masculine, is the muhandis the speaker in this sentence, or is muhandis someone that's being spoken about? Spoken about. So that means third person. We're going to use a third person pronoun. It's going to be masculine, it's going to be singular, and that's huwa. But except we can't use huwa here, so we use what? Hu. Hu. Okay, so this is the point. The point is that in consideration of these things, yani, the pronoun you want to use is going to be for a first person, second person, or third person. Is it going to be masculine or feminine? Is it going to be singular, dual, or plural? That's how you're going to choose which one of those pronouns you're going to use. Okay, and the other thing that you have to consider first and foremost is, do you need an attached pronoun here, or do you need a separate pronoun? And how do you determine that? Yani, whenever the word is in the position where it should be marfu'un, you're going to use a separate pronoun, munfasil. Whenever it's in the position where it should be, yani, the object of a preposition or the object of a verb, it's going to be majrur or mansub, then you have to use attached pronoun. So that's how you're going to decide, you're going to use the pronouns from this group or the pronouns from this group. So you have to know these things. You have to know, do I need an attached pronoun or separate pronoun? And that's determined by what? The case. Is it in the position where it should be marfu'un, or is it in the position where it should be mansub or majrur? Alright? Example of mansub, or is the time finished? Time is finished, okay. Example of mansub, for example, we're going to use it anyway. If we said, for example, ra'aytu al-mudarris, what would be the end of this word? It will be fatta, because it is what? Mansub. Why is, how do we know that it's mansub? Because it is the what? The object of the verb. And the object of the verb is always mansub. So when we need a pronoun for mansub, that has to come from the muttasil, attached pronouns. So in this case, if we want to replace this with a pronoun, then it's going to be masculine, right? Mudarris. And it's going to be singular. And it's going to be a third person pronoun. So that pronoun we're going to use here is going to be what? Hu. So we're not going to say ra'aytu huwa. But we're going to say ra'aytu hu. Ra'aytu hu. Ra'aytu hu. I'm sorry. In any case, next week inshallah we're going to look at examples. Okay? But in the meanwhile, make sure that you know the pronouns, or as many of them as possible. And if we have 7 days between now and the next class, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, there's no reason why a person doesn't learn at least 7 of them. One a day. There's no excuse. And there's no way you can't learn one in a day. You can't learn huwa, ana, or anta, something. Come back here with at least 7. Which if you already know 7, then you 7 more, khalas. Yani, we only have 10, because we're not going to deal with the duals, right? We only have 10. And then we have each form. This form, yani the attached form and the separate form. So please try to memorize the pronouns that you don't know already. Fill in the ones that you missed. And then, yani, just keep in mind these matters. That attached and unattached. The attached is used in a certain case, marfu'un. I mean, the unattached. The separate, independent ones use marfu'un. And the ones that are attached are used when the word is in the position where it should be mansub or majrur. We say it is in the place where it should be majrur. Jar, fi mahalli jar. Or in the place where it should be mansub, fi mahalli nas. We don't say that these pronouns are mansub because what? Because they are mabniyun. Because they are mabniyun. But we say they're in the place where they should be marfu'un. Yani fi mahalli رف or in the place where they should be منسوب في محل نصب and so on like this. Alright, جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. 5 minutes, we're going to start the second class.